You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Next lineup, we have got Missy here. Give me one quick moment. I need to figure out how to actually plug things in properly. We have got Missy here. There we go. How are you doing, Missy? Yeah, good, thank you. So we have got you on because you have released a whole new album, which is called, and I'm going to say it, apologies audience, fuck. And
how could you? I'm leaving.
Yeah. Interview over. And it's got a really beautiful video for the quite brief song, Fuck, Marry, Kill as well. So for our listeners out there who haven't heard some of your stuff before or want to hear about you, could you give us a little bit of a brief rundown on what yourself or the project Missy is?
So I'm a music producer and a performance artist, and I write music through several characters, which are sort of like my vessels. They're all quite chaotic. They're all a different, I guess, they all represent a different trauma response. And they all also represent something about society that I kind of want to comment on.
Cool.
They're quite messy people, but I hope to take them through a healing journey. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Fuck is like a collection of their voices and their interpretation of attraction.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And then we've also got the single as well, which is, I love how brief it is, Fuck, Marry, Kill. Could you tell us about that?
Well, I've got a pretty short attention span these days, so I'm not going to force anyone to listen through 4 minutes of my machinations.
Yeah.
I produced the whole album myself except for one track, that's Speak Now. So Fuck, Marry, Kill, I wrote it in LA, and actually it was all meant to be just one album, but I actually have split it into three.
Cool.
So Fuck, Marry, Kill is like a summary of the entire project.
Cool.
And I like to explore things like female rage, female lust, and like when you like someone so much that you feel aggressive about it, so people might be taken aback, but that's probably the response I would expect from someone.
Yeah,
especially because my characters are quite confronting and quite toxic, and they're not meant to be perfect people.
Yeah,
they are meant to kind of put people's flaws on the forefront, rather than sneak them in.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. I like that being able to express people's flaws and have them not necessarily celebrated, but like appreciated as part of what comes with people. Because otherwise, especially in like a parasocial environments or like social media that a lot of people engage with short form content, which I think to some extent having a short song helps appease, which is really cool. But then you're also kind of penetrating that by being like, actually, we're stupid, and that's awesome, and like we people have these flaws and have this passion, and the passion is like not black or white, which sounds really, really cool.
Exactly. And then also it's about not trying to subtly make people accept flaws.
Yeah.
Like if you put them more in the forefront, then people are more confronted by it, and you understand that maybe being aggressive about this kind of thing, or maybe vengeance culture or hating on men or whatever is actually just a trauma response, and we should probably try and heal from that. But we'll get to that later.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, and that's cool because of the sort of the balance of if you get to express the trauma response in music, then it can be the healing that's required to actually like cope with and deal with that. And that's not just for like you yourself as an artist, that's for all the listeners getting to actually hear someone say fuck. and be able to express that. That's so cool. And so can you tell us a little bit about what some of your kind of musical background has been, like what's got you to this point, what sort of music you've been created, and what your ambitions have been for the project as you kind of grew up in the industry or creating music and stuff?
So I grew up playing classical cello. I'm classically trained vocalist as well, but I sort of left that scene pretty early on when I figured out that depending on how puffy my dress was, my dress puffiness would dictate whether or not I came first or second. So I kind of left that scene, found it quite judgmental, and went into the pop world, which...
Cool.
That there's an irony there somewhere. I taught myself music production as I started kind of doing it to make demos for producers to better articulate what I wanted from them, and then I just kind of ended up just doing it myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's sort of my journey.
Mm, cool. And you said you wrote some of it over in the US as well. Where are you located at the moment?
I'm in Auckland at the moment. Cool. But I do regular writing trips overseas, just trying to meet people and learn. And I kind of wanted to put myself on in an international setting to test myself to see like where my skill set was.
Yeah. How did you find the like those sort of differences culturally in the music industry? Because the American like pop scene in particular, but also quite a few of their scenes have like people are a lot more aggressive with their marketing, their self, they're better at advertising themselves or putting themselves out there and forward to perform. When we're like absolutely drilled into being passive and being like humble and not putting ourselves up there. So how did that come to affect like writing music there, and then also having to come back to Aotearoa where some people would be like, "What did you just say the F word?"
I find that Kiwis are very passive, but they also don't really like it when other people put themselves out there.
Totally.
So it is quite difficult to feel like you are a part of a community if everybody is kind of secretly like annoyed by the whole idea of social media and all the rest, which I understand as an artist I'm meant to kind of disavow social media and content creation, but because I have my characters as my own and it's not really me, I find that I really love creating content and that it's kind of part of the art form as well, so I'm not as put off. So I actually really enjoyed the American approach to music making, how enthusiastic the attitudes were over there. I mean, my first trip over there was about 2 weeks, and so me and a group of friends, we were just determined to cram as many sessions as we physically could, like session until you pass out. So I do remember a few times finishing one session at 3 a.m., hitting someone up and being like, session only just finished, but we are still up.
Yeah.
Do you want to come to the studio? And the answer was just, yes, I'll be there. Like, which you can't really do that in New Zealand.
Totally, yeah.
And it's like the stakes are the same, but the attitude is very different.
Mm.
You know, people think, oh, well, that's because you're in America and there's so much more opportunity. Well, the internet is opportunity. It's just the attitude that's really different over there. So, I mean, not to bag on New Zealanders. I love Kiwis, and I think culturally we have a lot to offer the world, but... Mm. I think we are very isolationist.
Yeah.
And it's not always the healthiest thing if you're trying to kind of make something in the modern era.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that is a challenging thing, which, like what you're talking about, having the having characters can help you kind of break through, especially from a culture of kind of reservedness and needing to be passionate. You have to prove that you're humble or something to be passionate.
Yeah.
Whereas, maybe in different countries, especially America, that passion can kind of prove itself, I suppose.
Exactly. Sorry, you go.
No, you're up. You're the one I'm interviewing.
And because the characters aren't me, they're not my perspective, there is that layer of protection. Of course, I'm constantly having to defend... I don't want to defend their perspectives because they're not meant to be healthy perspectives. They're meant to be like a toxic trauma response that I see kind of praised and... I don't like that it's praised in the world, being anti-men or being anti-woman, or we're coming up with new ways to divide ourselves all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So these characters kind of represent the most intense version of those traits that I want to explore and critique, and so people go, oh, you hate men or you hate women or you hate something like this. It's like, well, that's not me. And I'm hoping that this character will go on a learning journey.
Yeah.
And it's fine. If people don't get it, I don't. No, it's not for them. That's fine as well.
Exactly. And that's, it does take a certain kind of mindset to be able to appreciate like multiple realities or multiple perspectives and be able to see kind of complexity and being able to explore and narrate feelings and thoughts that are dark and challenging, misanthropy and dislike of everyone or dislike of certain demographics and stuff like that. But to be able to have the space to explore that is like pretty valuable and especially important for everyone as like a listener, but also like we see it a lot with young people, really, really need that in particular. So I was thinking maybe you could tell us a little bit about some of your some of your edgy characters defend all of the cast of Skins or something. You know, what are these characters like to you, and what sort of personalities are you exploring in them, and what does it look like?
So far, I've formally introduced three.
Mm-hmm.
There are more than three.
Cool.
But I'm not. I haven't really. Uh-huh. I mean, I have actually released songs of the characters that aren't like out of the mm-hmm. closet yet, so to speak. So there is Murder Bride.
Mm-hmm.
There is who she's not super fond of her title.
Yeah.
basically, this crazy looking ghost woman
mm-hmm.
with tear stains and coming out of her eyes, and she's very like she looks half dead.
Mm-hmm.
There is Peacock,
mm-hmm.
who is a F boy,
mm-hmm.
tried and true. But you know, there's a reason that he is a player.
Mm-hmm.
There's reasons for that. He's very hurt. And then there is Frill. And she is very much cottage core for
mm-hmm.
the futurist generation.
Yeah.
She's like lacy, bubblegum, mm-hmm. pop, distractions during the apocalypse. You know, like, okay. Which is I guess, only becomes more relevant, unfortunately,
yeah.
as the days go by.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so and they all have slightly different musical styles, although obviously through this project, I have to homogenise a little bit,
yeah.
otherwise it would not be cohesive at all. But I do have individual albums in the works for all of them, so that their sound set and their personalities can be further explored.
Cool. Yeah, that's so awesome. That's such an interesting and exciting thing. Just in general, it's really, really cool to hear about. So do you think you could tell us a little bit about what your sort of plans are for the future of the project of Missy, and what's it going to look like in terms of whether that's releases or touring, or where you put yourself and what sort of plans you have as an artist and as a person?
Yeah, first and foremost, Fuck is just part one. There's mm-hmm. actually a three album trilogy series. It's Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry for swearing so much. It's just...
Okay.
I just figured, like, figured the New Zealand music industry wouldn't care either way, so
yeah.
I'm just like, I'm going to swear as much as possible. And so Fuck's just part one. So I need to release the trilogy of albums. They each have their own story within the project, but once they fit together in a piece together, it should recontextualize each individual
yeah, cool.
component as well. Extended editions, and then of course I want to release the individual character albums. So I have already released an album for Murder Bride, and that's Total Nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And her sound set is very influenced by my classical background.
Mm.
So it's but I also like beats, so it's like 808s and strings.
Yeah.
And so that just leaves the next couple of characters, and I think. What I would like to do is just explore doing one character at a time for large periods and figuring out quick change performances
mm-hmm.
as well. Because I would love to do shows where I'm just one character, and then if it's possible to do a quick change into another, let me know. Let me know. Boom.
Yeah.
The wig and makeup in 20 seconds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like some kind of Shakespeare crew out the back who are just ready to, like, you walk out back and bam.
Yeah.
Turn
but
around.
It is performance art. So for now, I think for this body of work where it's all three of them, I will perform as Missy,
mm-hmm.
which is just producer Missy, me.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually when their individual albums come out, I'm really excited to just go on stage in character and just do a whole set. Because they've all got ridiculous voices as well.
Cool. Oh, awesome. Yeah. That's really cool. It's been a real pleasure to have you on, and lovely to chat.
Thank you so much for talking.
No worries. Is there any last words you wanted to say to the people of Otipoti?
Oh, well, it's my hometown.
Oh.
I miss Dunedin.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
enjoy or don't enjoy. It's totally up to you. But yeah. Oh, I should probably say what each character represents.
Yeah.
So Murder Bride is vengeance culture.
Mm-hmm.
And that's her, I guess, trauma response. Mm-hmm. Is to go on this vengeance arc, which I do feel like we glorify.
Mm-hmm.
Peacock's trauma response is basically being a little bit slutty.
Mm-hmm.
it's avoidance, really.
Yeah.
Avoiding getting close to people, and Frills is just straight up distraction, and consumption, and they each individually influence different tracks throughout the project in their own way. Yeah, it's fun for me, but also, do you know what? I want people to be able to enjoy it without knowing all of that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's good music.
Yeah.
So you can either delve into the world, or if that doesn't interest you, you can just enjoy the music.
Mm. And this, we're going to check on Fuck, Marry, Kill by Missy as well. So is this one in a particular character?
Yes, this is Murder Bride.
Cool. All right, well, let's check out some of Missy's Murder Bride. We've got Fuck, Marry, Kill, and that was our lovely little kōrero with Missy. Thank you so much for joining us. It's a real pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Cool. Here we go. You're tuned into Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi, and here's a brand new tune. It's got a video for it as well, so check it out on YouTube as well. Here we go.
I've been fucking you in my mind, and it's become a problem. I fantasize literally all the time. My urge so strong, I can't look him in the eyes. It's a painful high. My one desire in the midst of mine. It made me wanna fuck, marry, or kill.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.